Looks like the dream of having a non-stop service from Perth to London with Qantas is in jeopardy. As you probably saw in the West Today, a story by Jeff Thomas and Dylan Capehorn, Qantas has warned Perth Airport it has only weeks to agree to its terminal proposal for a Western hub for non-stop flights to Europe, or it could be delayed by up to 10 years. Do you care? Should Perth Airport come to the party? They want to put everything under one roof, apparently, but not in the timetable that Qantas wants. Let's have a chat to James Nixon, former A380 Emirates pilot. He's flown into Perth a lot. Good afternoon, James.
G'day, Adam. How are you going?
Good, thanks. What's at stake in this battle?
Well, there's a lot at stake. If we can bring everything back to Australia and not have to stop in Dubai, then a few big things could happen. Firstly, the A380 could be just dedicated to doing things like Brisbane-Perth, Sydney-Perth, Melbourne-Perth, giving the passengers a great standard of service and taking huge numbers of passengers into Perth. And then we split them off into 787s, which can go all the way to London and Frankfurt, Rome and Paris. Fantastic.
Hmm. Okay.
It's going to mean a lot of business for Perth, going to be refueling. You're going to do a huge catering plant would have to be set up. Engineering, of course, as well. So they're saying, Jeffrey Thomas is saying something like 7,000 jobs a year and $654 million a year when all of it happens.
Well, I think Alan Joyce of Qantas is a little less optimistic. He says that the study by Deloitte Access Economics says $140 million a year from tourist spending, 330 new local jobs. So they estimate that this one flight would boost gross state product by up to $722 million over the first decade. Not inconsiderable numbers.
That's true, but that's 330 people for one flight, just to, or two flights a day, which is just one destination, Heathrow. But what Jeffrey Thomas was talking about is going right through getting all of the flights, Qantas is saying is going to take a few years to get to. Well, they've got to move fast because people don't like flying into London and then having to fly down to Paris. So very soon after they get this going to London, you really want to start going directly from Perth to Paris to Rome and to Frankfurt, and maybe even pick up the old Athens route, which has got slots for Athens as well.
Yeah, as much as I love going through your old hometown of Dubai, I'd much rather go straight to London, that's for sure.
Wouldn't it be fantastic? It's a long flight. It's 17 hours. Now, you know, how many of your passengers have done that? I've flown 17 hours from Dubai through to Dallas and Houston. It's a very, very long flight.
But you're doing it at a lower altitude, are you not, in the 787, which makes it a slightly different proposition for long-haul passengers?
Same as the A380 cabin altitude. They're both about the same, 5,100, 5,200 feet for the 787, 5,800 feet for the A380. So it is a very different flying experience.
Mm.
You feel much better at the end of the day. But the fact of the matter is, people get sick on airplanes when they're going for 17 hours.
That's true.
So you do tend to have a few medical cases, which sort of drives the pilots and cabin crew a bit crazy.
Yes, when you need parachutes. No, I didn't say that. But listen, the key thing here is that Qantas wants to do this all under one roof. And, of course, Perth Airport also wants to do all their flights, international and domestic, under one roof, but not until 2023. Qantas is impatient. They want it as soon as possible.
It only works, and I can see Alan Joyce's plan, it can only really work being a hub if it's under the one roof. And so certainly one gate has to be dedicated to an international flight in the domestic terminal. And that means you come in domestic from anywhere, from Karratha or from coming in from Adelaide or Brisbane. You come into the one terminal domestic and you swap gates and you go straight out on an international flight. That's all he's asking for.
Right, and that would involve a $25 million upgrade. The government has said they're not going to pitch up. This is a dispute between two private entities or an arrangement. Government's not going to do it. So who's going to do it? Perth Airport has shown no willingness to put the money up.
$25 million? I don't really know about that. How big a lounge is it going to have to be? I don't really think. I think you'd do it on the cheap to start with. You know, you're looking at Aquis and Border Force. Well, these are organisations that charge by the passenger by the hour anyway. So Border Force don't care where the gate is because, you know, if you've got a VIP airplane, they'll come and see you there too. So it's just a matter of making some space available and turning it into a small international departure hub, because there's only going to be one flight at a time doing this.
Yeah. I mean, you would have thought with all that money for tourism at stake and all the jobs, they could find $25 million, considering the money they've wasted things, you know, on other things. That seems like a pretty small number.
It does seem like a small number, although $25 million is a lot. I think you'd do it much cheaper on Thursday afternoon if you had to start it up.
All right.
You know, it could happen much faster and much cheaper than that, really. But Joyce is playing a game of poker, and he's got a very good hand in his hand, because the other place to go is to Darwin. Now, Darwin's closer than Perth to London. Darwin's about, and I actually worked it out exactly for you, it comes in at 356 nautical miles closer, or 650 kilometres closer, and it's also part of the federal government up there. So rents are much cheaper. He probably doesn't have to deal with all the drama of a state premier. And so it could be a better deal to go to Darwin. But the big factor is 6 months a year, you've got the wet season, tropical thunderstorms and tropical cyclones.
I don't want to go through a thunderstorm.
And I think the premier of Western Australia has to just stick to his knitting and say, listen, passengers don't like flying to places where thunderstorms are born. They like flying over the top of them. We want to come to Perth.
Funny that, yeah. So really, this is a question of government, Qantas, Perth Airport getting together and saying, let's make this work. A normal commercial negotiation. Otherwise, you know, it's hardly the time we should be pushing away economic opportunities, James Nixon.
That's true. And it's also very good for Australia. It brings all that money back to be spent in Australia rather than being spent in Dubai. A lot of money for fuel, catering, engineering, and of course, crew accommodation for the cabin crew and pilots who have to stay in hotels. It makes a lot of sense coming to Western Australia and keeping the money in Australia for Qantas.
Yep, I agree. Thank you, James, for your time as always.
My pleasure.
That is retired A380 Captain James Nixon there on the sort of impasse. I guess you've got Perth Airport and Qantas looking at some sort of Western hub for non-stop flights to Europe. But there doesn't seem to be any agreement at the moment, and we could lose what I think is a massive opportunity for Western Australia. They should get together and nut this out, because we need these jobs. We need the investment. What do you reckon? How difficult could it be just putting one international terminal hub there? Give us a call on 92211882.